And thank you, Peter, for your input into the service this morning. I felt there was something faintly surreal about the service at that point, I have to say. I found myself wondering what people in Mongolia would make of that if Peter took John up on his invitation to go and teach. I'd like to be a fly on the wall if that actually happened. Your little conjuring trick, Peter, as well, reminded me of the story of the second-rate magician who made his living on cruise ships entertaining the passengers. And he performed his act in one of the bars on the ship. And his act, which was not very good to begin with, was not helped by the fact that he had to share the bar with a parrot. And the parrot had been on this ship for a long time and had seen all the tricks before. And it had the disconcerting habit, apparently, of just before the denouement, just before the magician would pull the rabbit from the hat or pull the handkerchief from his sleeve, the parrot would squawk out to the audience, "It's up his sleeve," or "It's under the table," or "He does it with mirrors," and ruin the entire act, you see. One evening, the magician was in full flow and the parrot was doing its best to sabotage his act when the ship hit an iceberg and went down very rapidly. And the only two survivors were the magician and the parrot, left clinging to a piece of wreckage. And they floated in the ocean for some days before the parrot broke the silence. They said, "All right, I give up. What have you done with the ship?" In our culture, in our society, a service of baptism such as we are involved in this morning can appear to us to be somewhat strange. A little culturally jarring, even. Of course, the primary reason for that is that what we're doing is a sacrament which has its roots not in a Western religion, but in Eastern religion. I remember back in the 1960s when the Beatles and other groups of that era were very influenced by religions from the East, from Asia. And people would go around declaring quite proudly, saying, "I follow an Eastern religion." And I would say, "So do I. Christianity is not a Western religion at all. It has its origins in the Middle East and out there. And baptism is something which has come to us through our Christian faith." But some of what we see may appear to some of us to be a little strange, and I think a bit of decoding might be helpful for us. A lot of things happen in church which often strike people as being somewhat odd. Indeed, even years ago, there's a fable about St. Patrick working as a missionary in Ireland and conducting the baptismal ceremony for an Irish chief. And at one point in the service, when St. Patrick was standing next to the chief, he was very old and very weary, and he leant rather heavily on his staff, which supported his weight. And he didn't realize until the end of the service that inadvertently he had actually put it straight through the foot of the chief standing next to him and effectively skewered this chap's foot to the floor. When he became aware of this, he was, of course, deeply contrite and said, I'm most awfully sorry for having done this, but why on earth didn't you say something?" He said, "Well, I thought it was part of the service." Now, some good news for you, John. Nothing quite so gruesome is going to befall you. So, four things I want to share with you this morning about baptism. First of all, baptism points us back to a decision that has already been made. It is a sign of something that a person has already believed. So today, when John Donaldson goes down into the water and is immersed, baptized, this is not the day of his conversion. This is not the day when he became a Christian. He is, in fact, going to share with us a little later on about that. I won't steal his thunder other than to say he was telling me this morning that he first had a real encounter with Jesus Christ, became convinced about him when he was a teenager on a young people's Christian holiday. Now, I'm guessing, John, that like so many of us here, certainly like me, I became a Christian in my teens. I'm guessing that as you went through life, you know, there were times when you lost the road a bit, and that's not uncommon. But John's baptism is pointing us back to a time when he was 15 years of age, when he discovered Jesus Christ for himself and became a follower of Christ. I like to explain it a little like this, and some of you, you forgive me, you've heard me say this before. My first job on leaving school was as a telegram delivery boy, working for what was then the post office. Now, many of you are too young to remember telegrams, but they were a sort of very quick way of sending a message, and I was like a sort of postman in that I delivered these telegram messages. I went to work in the city and in the West End of London. In fact, I worked out of an office right next door to the old lady of Threadneedle Street, the Bank of England. And in the 6 months I was there, because I had to walk everywhere to deliver these telegrams, I gained a fairly encyclopedic knowledge of the highways and byways and back alleys of the city and the West End. Now, I worked for the post office as a telegram boy for about 6 weeks before they gave me my uniform. All I had that publicly identified me as being on Her Majesty's service was a small armband with a number on it, which if I wanted to skive off and pop into a coffee shop or whatever, all I'd do was take it off, put it in my pocket, and there I was. I could move around completely incognito, as it were. Well, that all ended when they gave me my uniform, which consisted of a blue, shiny, peaked cap and dark blue serge jacket with red piping and dark blue serge trousers with red piping down the seam and big leather boots and a big leather pouch and belt. And it was clear for all to see what I was. Now, getting the uniform did not make me an employee of the post office. What it did was declare me to be what in fact I had been for some while. You see the point? That is what baptism is like. It's like putting on a uniform. It points us back to a past decision to follow Jesus Christ, and it's saying, and now I'm going to stand publicly for Christ and be unashamedly recognized for who and what I am. So it's a sign of a past belief. Secondly, baptism, according to the Bible, is a sign of a present affiliation. It not only shows what we've believed, it shows to whom we belong. And I don't just mean it shows that we belong to Jesus. Baptism goes beyond that. Baptism is a way of flagging up for people to see that not only do we belong to Jesus, but we belong to the people of Jesus. We have become part of the family of God, the Christian church. Very interesting passage in Acts of the Apostles in chapter 2 when the Apostle Peter is preaching a sermon to thousands of people gathered in Jerusalem. And at the conclusion of his sermon, these people, their hearts and their consciences have been so stirred. His message has had such penetrative power that they cry out together, almost in unison, "What can we do?" They're saying, in effect, "We have been so disastrously wrong about Jesus. In our estimation, we counted him as a nobody. And now, Peter, you're telling us that he is not a nobody. He is, in fact, the most important somebody who has ever walked on earth. We thought he was somebody we could dispose of easily. You're telling us he is the executive authority over the entire universe. We have been so very wrong. What can we do?" And Peter said in his sermon, just as Peter Pawson reminded us in his talk to the children, Peter said, "Repent, change your mind about Jesus, and be baptized. Change the direction in which you're going and walk God's way." And it's as if Peter was saying on that occasion to these people, "Look, you were quick enough to line up with Christ's enemies. You weren't ashamed to stand in Jerusalem some week before. You weren't ashamed to stand in Jerusalem some days before and raise your fists and raise your voices and clamor for his death. Now," he says, "be baptized. Line up with God's people. Be prepared to raise your hands and your voices and to show to whom you belong." That's what baptism is. That's why I personally have a problem with people who say, "Well, I want to be baptized, but I don't want to be part of a church." It's why I have a problem with the idea that people get baptized but don't join and commit themselves to a local church. You can't separate baptism from the church. Because baptism not only shows that we've believed in Christ at some time in the past, baptism shows that we want to line up with the people of God and identify ourselves as being part of his fellowship, the fellowship and the company of his friends. My son David was baptized here in this pool in 1992. As Ian intimated in his introducing of me, I've been a friend of his church for many years. In fact, I was present in this congregation when John Gibbons first came to this place. I was here that night when John was introduced to us, and I listened with absolute wonder to the story of how God called him and equipped him to go to Mongolia. And I want to say this, that if you can possibly get, was it to Steph's this afternoon, to acquaint yourself with the details of John and Alt's ministry, then really do that. I'll be speaking this afternoon to the adults with severe learning disabilities at Myton, so I won't be there, but I tell you, it is the most wonderful story to hear, and it'll be a very good way of spending some time this afternoon. But my son David was baptized here in this pool when he was 17 in 1992. And he said a few words before he was baptized, as people are often encouraged to do. And I know, talking to him afterwards, he thought he hadn't expressed himself very clearly at all. What he actually said was this. His final comment was, he said, "I'm being baptized because I want to show that I'm one of you." Now, he felt that was a very clumsy thing to say, but actually I think it was an absolutely super thing to say, because that is part of what baptism is about. It's saying not only I have turned to Jesus Christ, it's saying I belong to the people of God. I'm part of the church, and I'm going to work out what it means to follow Jesus in the context of the church and in the companionship of the Christian church. The third thing about baptism, it's a sign of what we've believed, it's a sign concerning to what we belong, and it's a sign that we mean business with God. Baptism is one of two sacraments that the Lord Jesus gave to his church, and the word sacrament is actually a Latin word. In fact, the word was sacramentum, and the sacramentum in the days of the New Testament was written was the vow of allegiance which the Roman soldier made to the emperor when he enlisted in the army of Rome. The soldier would go down on his knees in front of his commanding officer representing the emperor, and he would offer that officer his sword, and he would pledge himself, his life, his service, his valour. All was pledged to the emperor. It was a promise of allegiance, and that's the word which has come down to us connected with baptism. This is a time when a Christian says, yes, I have believed in Jesus, and yes, I want to be part of the church. But they're also saying, I mean business. And they signify that in a little mime, really. We're going to see it acted out for us. As a person goes down into the water, they're saying in mime, I want to make a clean break with my old life. As they are immersed under the surface of the water, they're saying in mime, this is an irrevocable break. I'm being, as the Bible puts it, buried with Christ in baptism. And in coming up, they're saying in mime, I want to live a new life with the help that Jesus gives me by his resurrection power. It's all symbolized for me in a lovely story about baptism of a chap who was about to step down the steps into a baptismal tank like this. And the pastor of a church was waiting in the water to receive him. And partway down, the chap paused and patted his hip pocket. He said, oh, just a minute. He said, sorry, pastor, I've left my wallet in my pocket. He took his wallet out and put it on the side. And the pastor said, either I baptize you with your wallet or I don't baptize you at all. You see the point? Baptism is a way of saying, Lord Jesus, I mean business with you from this time. Everything I am and have, I'm pledging to you. I'm pledging to you. So baptism, a sign that we have believed, a sign that we've come to belong to God's people, a sign that we mean business with God. And finally, it's a sermon, actually. It's a sermon which is spoken without words to those who are unbelievers and those who are unbaptized. Really, when a person is baptized, they're saying this. They're saying, look what Jesus has done for me. He has forgiven me for all my sins. That really is the symbolism which causes us to put people right under the water. It's a symbol of a complete forgiveness, a complete spiritual washing. And a person being baptized is really saying to those of us who look on, look what Jesus has done for me. And then a person being baptized is saying without words, look what Jesus means to me. I'm prepared to put him first, to break with the old life and to live a new life. And the person being baptized is saying to us very clearly, now, what about you? Have you come to believe in Jesus as your own Savior? Do you want to line up with all those other people worldwide who know and love Jesus Christ? What a tremendous family to be part of. You know, it's very easy to find things about the Christian church, any Christian church, that one can criticize. Somebody said with some wry accuracy that the church is the only army which shoots its own wounded. And sometimes we do fail in the love that we ought to be sharing with each other. But I want to tell you that when your back is really to the wall, there is no company of people on the face of the earth like God's people. It is a wonderful family to belong to. And baptism asks us a question. Have you believed in Christ? Do you want to line up with the friends of Christ? Are you serious about following Christ? If you are, there are many ways of demonstrating that. But the first one and the best one is baptism. Let's just have a little prayer as we pray those thoughts in. Thank you, Lord, for bringing us to this point and for stirring us to think about this sacrament of baptism and what it says to us and what it means for us. Lord, drive these thoughts home to us as you see it to be appropriate, we pray. Help us not to dodge the issues raised by this service this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Thank you.